Our responsive reading will be from a little maroon booklet you should find on either side of your bench. It's called The Three Forms of Unity, and what that really is it's three separate confessional statements that were written over about 60 years that represent, I would say it simply, as biblical Christianity. What makes sense of the Bible? Well, I would say what the church has believed and understood, represented in historic documents like this, or maybe some of you have heard of the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed. Well, that's what the church has defined as the teachings of Scripture, as what the biblical faith assumes. Is there more? Sure, but certainly on this foundation we would stand together. Well, Lord's Day 5 is found on page 21. We actually read this morning the first Lord's Day of the second section, which is man's redemption. The three main things that we learn: the greatness of our sin and misery. Second, how we're redeemed from our sin and misery. And then thirdly, how we are to live to show our thankfulness to God for this redemption. So we will read questions and answers 12 through 15. I'll read the question, then we'll read the answers together. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and be again received into favor? Wills that His justice be satisfied. Therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves or by another. Can we ourselves make this satisfaction? Certainly not. On the contrary, we daily increase our guilt. Can any mere creature make satisfaction for us? None. For first, God will not punish any other creature for the sin which man committed, and further, no mere creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath against sin and redeem others from it. What kind of mediator and redeemer, then, must we seek? One who is a true and righteous man, and yet more powerful than all creatures, that is, one who is also true God. This year, we've been trying to figure out how best to do a survey of the, what do we call that, the harmony of the three forms, and what we want to see is how the subject matter of each Lord's Day is represented both here and in our other confessions. And so each week on the back of your bulletins, I will have a number of references. I'm not going to read through all of them like I have in the last couple of weeks, but I would like to talk a little bit about each of these. All right, the first question and answer. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. That really is a summary of the starting point of the gospel. Because we are sinners, because we have done what is not acceptable to God, we deserve punishment from God. We deserve that now in the present, now and forever. Now, temporal and eternal punishment. And so when we think about God and our relationship to Him, if we get what we deserve, we're condemned. And so the whole format here is that's our starting point. So maybe we come to that and say, well, you know, I'm a pretty good person. I'm not as bad as other people. At least I'm not murdered, killed, raped, or plundered like other people have done in the world. Not really the point. The Scriptures teach that if we fall, that we all fall short of the glory of God. The Scriptures teach that if we do everything right, which we don't, but then fail at one point, we fall short. And so our premise, our starting point is we need salvation. We need to be saved. Who or what do we need to be saved from? From Satan? Is that what you need to be saved from? I would say not really. Satan is a fallen, depraved creature. But he's not the one who will exact punishment because of our sin. One of R.C. Sproul's phrases from the holiness of God is this: we need to be saved from God, from His wrath, from His punishment, by God. Just think, we need to be saved from God, by God. And of course, the way in which He has made that work is by His Son, the only Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Romans chapter 3, that might be your homework today. It says that He might be just in punishing sin and the justifier of His people, He would provide salvation through His Son. Does He wink at our sin? Does He erase like on a chalkboard? No. He satisfies the demands for justice. The penalty is exacted, but fortunately not in us. We don't suffer and die for all eternity. We receive grace. We receive mercy if, by a true and living faith, we receive that Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, if you have your bulletins on the back there, just one article, just one paragraph, the second one there. We believe that our most gracious God, in His admirable wisdom and goodness, seeing that man had thrown himself into physical and spiritual death and made himself wholly miserable, was pleased to seek and comfort him when he trembling fled from his presence, promising him that he would give his son, who would be born of a woman, Galatians 4 verse 4, to bruise the head of the serpent, Genesis 3:15, and to make him blessed forever. And so in answer to the question, how then, since then by the righteous judgment of God we deserve temporal punishment and eternal punishment, how may we escape this punishment and be again received into favor? Well, only by the historic unfolding, working out of God's redemptive plan. In the incarnation of Christ, we celebrate Christmas. We remember Easter. We remember the ascension and the salvation secured for us by the Lord Jesus Christ.